squeezing drugs from a sponge. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Since 1986, the National Cancer Institute has tested more than 70,000 natural extracts for their ability to kill tumor cells. The samples come from plants, microbes, and other organisms collected from all over the world. One of the most promising compounds to come out of that program is called salicylahalamid. Jeff de Brabander of the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center says it comes from a very rare type of sea sponge.
The world supply of this compound at the moment is less than a milligram, which is not enough to do even any further studies at this point.
But recently, de Brabander and his colleagues found a way to synthesize the compound from scratch. That means researchers can make enough of it for additional tests. So far, it kills melanoma and renal cancer cells in the test tube, and it seems to work via a different mechanism than drugs in use today.
And why is that important is because there is going to be resistance developed to those compounds, chemoresistance.
A drug with a totally different mode of action could get around that resistance and serve as one more weapon in the war against cancer. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.